USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A federal ruling on whether a moratorium against evictions imposed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is legal is expected this week. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia is expected to rule by Thursday. The court has given the Justice Department until 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday to respond. A judge on Friday refused landlords' request to put the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium on hold, though U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich ruled that the freeze is illegal. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a new national terrorism bulletin warning of a heightened threat environment across the United States as the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks approaches. The bulletin warning that both foreign and domestic threat actors are increasingly using the internet to spread their violent and extremist narratives and promote violent activities. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Epoch Times quotes a highly placed source saying the Taliban has entered the presidential palace in the capital city, Kabul, and is now in control of the entire country. A former White House official and a veteran who served in Afghanistan are reacting to the takeover.
Former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany on Fox and Friends Weekend says the fault rests with President Biden in Afghanistan.
Yes, it's Joe Biden's fault. Mike Pompeo and President Trump made it very clear to the Taliban, when we're out, you are not touching an American. They made clear that there were deterrence models, there were ways to make sure that we kept that country safe.
Matt Zeller, a military advisor to the Afghan security forces, says it's a shameful day for our country.
So concerned with the optics of a chaotic evacuation that in choosing to do nothing up until now, they have ensured the very thing that they were most afraid of.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Drivers are paying more to fill up their gas tanks, but how long is that going to last?
Gasoline analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us the prices are up 3 cents a gallon.
The new average is $3.25, and it's $1 above what it was 1 year ago.
Motorists in Baton Rouge are getting a break, while California drivers are taking a hit.
We have an average $2.74 in Baton Rouge, and a monumental $4.50 in San Francisco. California in general moved up 6 cents. In the past 3 weeks, and now averages $4.37.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A fuel tank explosion in northern Lebanon killed at least 28 people and wounded more than 79 others. Fuel smuggling operations have been ongoing for months. A Lebanese military official said the explosion occurred after the army confiscated a warehouse where about 60,000 liters of gasoline was stored, and the order was given to distribute the fuel to residents. It has only been available on the black market. The Lebanese army has been cracking down on smugglers active along the Syrian border, confiscating thousands of liters of gasoline over the past few days. The death toll from flooding in Turkey has hit at least 62. 77 people remain missing. Torrential rains pounding the country's northwestern Black Sea, causing flooding that demolished homes, severed bridges, swept away cars, and rendered numerous roads unpassable. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.